You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's also back to school time. You guys have been out, I'm sure, doing your school supply shopping. Your kids start back next week.
Tuesday for a half freaking day. Give me a break, Jeffco. Send them back full time. But anyway, yeah, we did go and get all the school supplies, and they're ready to rock, and got, you know, all the weird things on the list, like headphones and stuff. I don't know what they need headphones now for, but yeah, we're good to go, man. And there's this list out this morning talking about the top must-have back-to-school supplies. They went out and polled like 1,000 parents. And it's so stupid because it's, yeah, you have to have things like pens and pencils and notebooks. But now they're saying you need laptops or tablets. Now's the time of the year where your kids start bugging you for a new backpack or a lunchbox. And then this one popped up on the list, which kind of, you know, was close to my heart. Retro supplies like Trapper Keepers. Remember when they re-released Trapper Keepers last year? I went out and bought two of them. And we keep some of our, like, financial stuff in them. And I was like, oh, Trapper Keepers, hell yeah. You know, I had all those in the 90s growing up. But yeah, my kids were pretty simple this year. I mean, the school just sends out the list of everything you need. And, you know, you kind of go and get it. Where it gets kind of goofy is, like, when the kids are, like, they need pencils. But the ones you grabbed, the, you know, generic number two wood pencil is not the cool pencils. We need mechanical pencils because those pencils are cooler. Like, hell, no, I'm not buying lead for you all year.
What right. What was the total price for the list this year?
I don't know. Remember? If Nick Nack is listening, maybe she can text me. She's probably better with all that. I don't know.
I'm just wondering, is it $20, $50, $100? I don't even know.
I don't know.
If you're getting to the point where kids need to go out and buy a laptop, suddenly it's getting...
It's definitely getting pricey. It gets pricier, though, when, you know, we always make sure that, you know, they start the school year with some new shoes, you know, and we do look over the backpacks. I think each kid actually needed a backpack, so we had to get them backpacks.
Mm-hmm.
They get just on little things like that. Reed's is just an Under Armour one, and Lila has a bunch of cats on it. I mean, it's pretty
cats.
Good. Bunch that's of goofy great. Little cats running around.
That's kind of fun, though, isn't it?
It's kind of fun. I was like, oh, that's kind of cute. Okay,
we didn't do backpacks when I was a kid, but we did do definitely the lunch boxes, and that was our big thing.
Oh yeah,
was, you know, what kind of cool? I had my Beatles lunch box, and then I think I had a Spider-Man lunch box. Or
that's worth some money now. Have you seen these lunchbox collectors that collect them?
Yes,
they're worth thousands of dollars. Some of the retro ones.
Yeah, the one that I know that I had, the Beatles lunch box that I had, I know today would be worth some pretty good bucks, but I mean, it's been buried for decades.
Yep. So. Yeah. It's in a landfill somewhere, huh?
You know, it's funny about school supplies too, because with the start of a school year, it's a new season of piano lessons. Gretchen teaches piano, and she's going to have, I think, 13 or 14 students this fall. And so she has to go out and buy these little, what would they be? What are those things? It's like not a notebook. Not a notebook, but the thing the three ring, a binder.
Oh,
she has
binder.
To buy these little binders, little half inch binders, and then the little tabs that go in there. She just puts a bunch of stuff for each student, and they get their own binder and their own stuff.
That's nice.
So we had to go yesterday to do that. We ended up going to three different stores. First one, the store will go unnamed. What they were asking for binders and stuff, was insane.
Oh.
And so we went to another store, and then we went to a third, and then she ended up getting some stuff online. But it was funny because we were having to do this during school supply shopping season.
Mm-hmm. Right in
and
the
these
thick
are
of
technically
it.
Kind of school supplies. And so everything was like either picked over or it was an absolute, you could tell the tornado that had gone through the store and stuff is just
all the crappy colors were left.
We were wondering
the neon
if
green stuff
little,
was left.
I know that for some places they do these big sales, but do you suppose a little bit of price gouging goes on?
I would think so, for everybody just waiting to go, you know, when it's slim pickings. And, you know, then they can blame supply chain issues and stuff, too, I would imagine, you know, even if there isn't any.
The convenient excuse now.
Oh, it's a supply chain thing. Let's tack another $2 on it.
Because some of the stuff, I mean, seemed 30-40% higher than normal.
Oh, okay.
For those things, and we're wondering if it's like some store saying this is where we make some bang.
Maybe, man.
Because parents have no choice but to come in
and get this
and
stuff.
Drop the bucks.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if we could do a quick thing, if people who are listening right now could send us a text message and tell us what you spent for your kids back to school shopping.
Sure we could.
And that could be a full-blown segment maybe tomorrow morning, too, over, you know, when you add in school supplies, clothes.
Yeah, backpacks, lunchboxes, technology.
Yeah.
Everything.
I'm wondering what the total, you know, and then there's the fees, right? Like if your kids are going to play sports or if they're going to do this after-school activity.
Yep.
Like how much money are parents dropping this fall for back to school?
Kids are expensive, man.
Yeah.